I asked Dr. Wimmer, what was the purpose for his visit to Australia now?
I'm here only 10 days, but it's enough to hear about the situation in Australia. But the real motive is invitation I received from different Australian solidarity groups who want to receive information about the political process in Venezuela. And it was very interesting for me to hear the opinions of the Australian people about our revolutionary process in Venezuela.
Do you think there's any possibility of a direct military intervention on the part of the U.S.?
On the first hand, if you show the CV history, we were always the backyard of the United States, Latin America. And for that, in last two century, there were many direct military interventions or also many political, economic pressures against our countries, not only against Venezuela, and the only reason is not Chavez. In the moment, of course, it's a difficult situation for the United States, in the world and also in Latin America, because the U.S. government normally was accustomed to control everything, to put presidents and to pull out presidents. And in the case of Venezuela and in the case of Lula in Brazil or Tabaré Vázquez in Uruguay, of Kirchner in Argentina, and now Eva Morales in Bolivia, there are a new type of presidents. They are not so dependent from the United States, and it's the first reason. The second reason is that there is a dependence from the oil of the Venezuela. The oil in the Arabic states, it's not very secure. The politic to take the Iraqi oil doesn't work so good for them, and for that it's a plan to control the Venezuelan oil. We see it at 2002 in April when they promoted a fascist coup to control the government with false president.
And what measures is the Chavez government taking to resist U.S. interference?
Bush government, of course, has the possibility to go forward with this plan. We hope without success, but we have to know that many countries are very dependent, economically dependent from the United States. If you see, for example, the Caribbean island, the Central America, and also there are presidents and government willing to do it. But till now, do not believe there's a really success in short time. Venezuela is working hard in a different way. It makes different politics. For example, we now do solidarity with many Latin America people, with the people, also with the poor people in the United States. You know, we send 1,500,000 barrels to the poor people in New Orleans. And also we do it in the Caribbean countries, Central America and South America. There are also plans and programs together with the Cuban government to export the social mission. We don't export the revolution, we don't export a military aggression, but we have to be solidarity with the people in Latin America. And for that, there's a plan to do it with a mission, a social mission, especially make the eye treatments, the operations, and also I think we can help the Latin America people to fight against the illiteracy. For that, especially now, they signed, the two presidents, Chavez and Evo Morales of Bolivia, signed different treatments to help the people of Bolivia, first in the problem with energy and second in the social problems. In the moment, Venezuela has the opportunity to use oil to help the people.
How do you respond to suggestions by the U.S. and elements of Venezuelan society that Venezuela itself is intervening into the affairs of other Latin American countries, like Peru, for example, with an election coming up?
On the first hand, we have to remember that United States normally interfere in the national politics of Latin America during all these years. We are very conscious that, I said it, will not do it, the exploitation of a model for Venezuelan people. In all our countries, the situation are different. And it's a decision of the people in each country decide who is ruling and what to do in their countries. But on the other hand, there is a solidarity, the Latin American solidarity. We are not different about the problems of the other people of the in Colombia, for example, our neighbor. There is a very tragic situation. There is a civil war, and we can't be indifferent to this situation. Especially the Bolivarian countries, the five Bolivarian countries, the Andean. We are very special interested that the people can resolve their problems. What happened in Peru, what happened in Bolivia, for example, the only Chavez speak with all the politicians. He didn't speak only with a candidate or Ollanta Humala. He also have normal meetings with the president, Toledo, and other politicians of Peru and of other countries. It's normally that you have political meetings. Okay, we also maybe we see with interest special candidate, but it's Peruvian people who decide what happened in the next election.